Let's talk about what JP Morgan's $5.5 trillion AI capital expenditure forecast actually means in physical terms, because Foxconn's pricing of the NVIDIA Vera Rubin data center makes it concrete. Chairman Yung Lu said each rack in a Vera Rubin configuration costs $9.1 million. A 1 gigawatt facility requires 3,557 racks, and that facility consumes $1.3 billion annually in power costs alone. So when JP Morgan says AI CapEx is heading to $5.5 trillion globally, that number has a physical substrate: land, racks, power infrastructure, cooling systems, network interconnects.
And JP Morgan's forecast that Broadcom could top $150 billion in annual revenue is the supply chain side of that same investment wave. Broadcom's custom AI chip business, particularly its work with Google and potentially other hyperscalers, positions it as a direct beneficiary of any scenario where hyperscalers want to reduce their dependence on NVIDIA while still deploying custom silicon at scale. $150 billion in Broadcom revenue would make it one of the largest semiconductor companies in history by revenue.
Nokia and partners deploying a 200-terabit AI optical network across the Midwest is a piece of the infrastructure story that doesn't get enough attention. AI workloads don't just require compute. They require network connectivity between data centers at scales that existing infrastructure wasn't built for. 200 terabits of capacity across a regional network is the kind of deployment that enables distributed AI training and inference at a scale where geography becomes less of a constraint. It's a backbone story, but an important one.
The TSMC and Amkor 10-year Arizona chip packaging deal is significant for U.S. semiconductor policy. TSMC has been building out its Arizona fab campus, and chip packaging, the process of encasing finished silicon in protective housings and connecting it to circuit boards, is a critical downstream step that the U.S. has historically outsourced to Asia. Amkor having a long-term agreement with TSMC in Arizona means a more complete domestic semiconductor supply chain. It's not the whole picture, but it's a meaningful link in the chain.
The worker rescue story at TSMC's Phoenix plant deserves a brief mention. There was a rescue operation after a worker became trapped during construction or operations at the facility. Thankfully, the worker was rescued safely, but it's a reminder that these massive construction and manufacturing buildouts involve real human risk. The scale of what's being built in Arizona is extraordinary, and worker safety at those sites is a legitimate ongoing concern.
AMD's hybrid quantum classical computing strategy is worth unpacking. The company is essentially saying, "We're not a quantum hardware company, but our CPUs, GPUs, and FPGAs form the classical computing backbone that quantum systems need to operate usefully." It's a positioning move. AMD is telling customers and investors that the quantum future runs through AMD's classical silicon rather than competing with pure-play quantum hardware makers. Whether that framing holds depends on how quickly and in what form useful quantum systems actually emerge, but as a transitional strategy, it's coherent.
Perplexity's brain system for agents is a genuinely novel capability announcement. The system builds a context graph of past tasks, allowing the agent platform to learn from what worked and what failed across multiple sessions rather than starting fresh each time. If it performs as described, this moves AI agents from amnesiac single-session tools towards systems with genuine operational memory and accumulated task knowledge. The practical applications for business automation, where the same types of tasks recur with variations, are significant.
Gemini Live gaining memory access for voice chats fits the same trajectory. Google is giving its voice AI capability the ability to retain context from previous conversations. The combination of Perplexity's agent memory and Google's voice memory in the same news cycle suggests we're watching a coordinated shift across the industry toward persistent AI context as a standard feature rather than a differentiator. The implications for privacy and data governance are real. Your AI assistant remembering your patterns is useful, but also represents a substantial accumulation of behavioral data.